Exclusive, Republican challenger Cicely Davis. Petty, divisive Ilhan Omar never misses an opportunity to sow division. By Joshua Klein on April 19, 2022. Minnesota congressional candidate Cicely Davis, a Republican challenger to Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, blasted Omar after she made controversial remarks about a viral clip showing passengers singing a Christian worship song on a plane, accusing the congresswoman of never missing an opportunity to sow division. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Davis accused the Somalia-born Muslim congresswoman of seeking to create discord. Ilhan Omar never misses an opportunity to sow division, she said. Davis was referring to Omar's recent remarks over a viral video showing passengers singing a popular Christian worship song from within an airliner. Australian pastor Jack Gents Jr. said on Monday that he and his congregation were returning from Europe, where they had been assisting Ukrainian refugees and had received permission to sing mid-air in order to inspire the many Ukrainians aboard. After seeing a video on Twitter of a couple Christians leading musical praise with an acoustic guitar on an airplane, her thought wasn't, "Oh, how nice," Davis said. Apparently, the event, that she wasn't even a part of, moved her to tweet something suggestive about Islamophobia, calling it unfortunate that there is such a receptive audience among the woke left for her kind of guilt-ridden message. Davis claimed, "It speaks volumes that Ilhan's divisive impulses are so strong that she couldn't let something so simple and good stand without her snarky retort on Easter." She also asserted that Omar knew exactly what she was doing. She is no doubt aware that many Middle Eastern airlines, including Qatar Airways, play Islamic prayers before takeoff and have designated prayer areas, she said. If flying Israel's El Al Airlines, one would undoubtedly see Jewish prayers taking place. She may not know this latter point because she'd rather boycott anything related to Israel and only wants to visit the Jewish state if it furthers her anti-Semitic and anti-Israel causes, she added. Nevertheless, she knows prayers are commonplace on international flights. Davis then highlighted Omar's hypocrisy in having never spoken out against a recent resolution in her congressional district allowing Islamic prayer calls to be broadcast publicly. Bear in mind that as she sent out that tweet, she knew full well that the Minneapolis City Council passed a resolution a few weeks ago that allows mosques in the city to publicly broadcast the Islamic call to prayer several times a day, all year round, Davis said. Minneapolis, which is in our congressional district, is very welcoming to people of all faiths, she added. She knows this as well. Davis concluded by pointing to what she believed motivated Omar's remarks. Ilhan Omar's real point wasn't about prayers taking place. It was about Christian prayers taking place, and that's what she finds so offensive, she said. In her mind, I suppose it represents some form of religious equity. In reality, it's just petty and divisive, she added. In November, Davis, who is originally from Rochester, New York, detailed her plans to defeat Omar in the upcoming midterms. I'm stepping up to hold her accountable, she told Breitbart News. Omar, who has a history of controversy, has been accused repeatedly of being anti-Semitic and anti-American. Representative Guy Reese-Kentheler, RPA, blasted Omar in June after the congresswoman equated the United States and Israel to Hamas terrorists and the Taliban, claiming she was unfit to serve in Congress. Omar is an anti-Semite who hates America and hates American troops, he said. She has no place serving in Congress. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.